morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Sammy Lee Johnson, Jr.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, just hold on one moment, and the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
I know you just stated your name, but would you please state it again for us and state your ABC number as well?
All right. Number Sammy Lee Johnson, Jr., 252164.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing when you signed a form on March 13th. Do you remember that?
March 14th?
13th. It was the form that said the hearing would be held today.
Yes.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I represent myself.
Okay. All right, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look to your right, so my left, down that way, at the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side, here's the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, and you'll see him in a minute. There he is. He is with the Department of Corrections. He'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Johnson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Johnson?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Turner?
I do. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Johnson, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to respond whether it's true or false. Okay, sir?
Okay.
So we'll start phase one, and your allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at TLC, which is at 54 West Southern Avenue, Mesa, on or about January 11th, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Johnson, is that true or false?
Yes, that's true, Your Honor.
Okay, sir. All right. Mr. Johnson, I'm going to give you an opportunity to explain in phase two. You had plenty of chance. You can tell the board anything. I'll move us from phase one to phase two, and I'm going to just say, based on Mr. Johnson's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of conduct.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Wright. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we'll move into phase two of your hearing now and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked, sir. But before we do, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to fill us in with some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be back in just a minute to ask you some questions and talk some more. Mr. Turner.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Johnson was released from ABC custody on 11/30/2018 and arrested on 2/12/2019 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ABC custody on 2018-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 5/3/2019 with 31 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, misconduct involving weapons, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2012, dangerous drug violation, 2 years. 2014, aggravated assault, 1 year. This is his fourth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 5.5, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Randolph Crips. Prior terms on supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 3 months. 2013, TIS release, completed 6 months. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 80 days, arrested by Idaho State Police, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2002, extortion, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, kidnapping, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, criminal damage, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, simple assault, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G7, V8.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, Mr. Johnson, we have a sort of a written summary of what happened while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were assigned to go to TLC, but you were discharged from there. What happened at TLC? Why'd you leave?
Duty told me if I couldn't pay the payment of $500 and something, and I think he was just, you know, just picking on, you know, on the black man, but I'm not going to put it out in there like that. I'm just saying, like, you know, everybody else owed, and, you know, I was picked out of a bunch, and he was like, you got to pay or you can't stay. So I was like, man, I can't pay it. I was working and stuff, but, you know, I had like $300 and something on my car. Okay. And then, he said, well, let me get your car and we can take all the money off. I'm like, man, that's just gonna leave me with nothing. I ain't gonna have nothing to buy no hygiene or nothing. So I was like, man, whatever. I already had the $125 in my hand to give him. And he was like, well, if you don't pay off the whole thing, then you can't stay. So I was like, man, all right, man.
Okay, so where'd you go? Where did you go when you left there?
When I went, it was dark time. I went to a friend's house. And then from there I went to right there, Pinal County, right there, my cousin's house, where I told my parole officer where the address that I was trying to go, and I kept, you know, trying to get that done when I kept seeing them every month.
When did you tell your parole officer? So you went to the friends on
that
January 11th,
the next,
that day.
Uh-huh.
Then the 12th, you went to your cousins in Pinal County?
Yes.
The next day?
The next day, I went down there, and then, like, the day before that, I went to see my parole officer, and then the next day, like, not the next day, but the same day, that's when all that happened at the halfway house. So I was like, man, I don't know what to do. I called them, left a message, and then, you know, but I'm working, and I was working and stuff.
Where were you working, sir? Where were you working?
Huh?
What job?
I was working at my job, truck wash, it's called Little Sisters Truck Wash in Tarleton, Arizona.
Uh-huh, I know that. Okay.
And I was working right there, and, you know, I wasn't even running or hiding or nobody. I was just, you know, going to work and come home, you know, trying to provide for my kids. And,
okay. Did you call your parole officer? What? Did you contact your parole officer?
I contacted him that same night. I left a message. And then he didn't get back to me, and I was just like, man, I don't know if, you know, I'm good or not, so.
Okay, so hold on 1 second. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to look in the record. Mr. Turner.
Yes, ma'am. I'll read two different notes that are noted in OMS. On 1/14/2019, it's documented that on 1/11/2019, parole officer received discharge letter from TLC stating the offender previously had a balance of $516. Fender made a $100 payment towards the balance and is now refusing to make further payments and was discharged. On 1/29/2019, it's documented on 1/14/2019, P.O. Crumpleman left a message on the offender's cell phone directing him to report to the Mesa Regional Parole Office on 1/15/2019 at 800 hours. The offender failed to report as directed and did not return the call. on 1/29/2018, Peel Kupferman attempted to telephonic the offender's listed emergency contact, Alice Banks' mother. The number reported, this number has been disconnected. Peel Kupferman contacted Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and Target Health Center, both, there was no record. As of 1/29/2019, the offender has not attempted to contact Peel Kupferman or any community correction staff. Peel Kupferman does not know of any other person or place to contact and attempt to locate the offender.
Okay. All right, so Mr. Johnson, it looks like you did call the parole officer around the 14th or so. Was that the last time? Did you try again?
That was the last time, and he didn't, you know, I think he said he would be back, but I didn't see him on my phone.
You didn't think to try again? To try to call him again?
I was just working out. I wasn't really, you know, I thought I was going to be really good because I had to look at address, but, you know.
Okay.
Oh,
all right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? Oh, Mr. Turner has something else to add.
No, I believe there's a little bit of confusion. The parole officer on 114 was attempting to contact Mr. Johnson.
Okay.
Not Mr. Johnson trying to contact
Okay. But Mr. Johnson did say he had left a message. So
I'm not seeing any record showing that there was any contact after the visit on 111 that he had with his parole.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, so Mr. Johnson, what were you doing when Pinal County Sheriff's Department picked you up? Why did you come to their attention? You were at work?
I was at work when they came in, you know, and got me. And one had nothing on me, you know, just doing my job, and they come.
They just came and picked you up?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, your prison record indicates that you've used some drugs. What drugs do you use, sir?
Oh, it's just, you know, marijuana, you know.
What else?
Nothing hard, you know, just, you know, marijuana, that's it.
Marijuana? Okay. Alcohol?
Alcohol, yes. I sometimes do drink.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement in case there's something else you've thought of that the board should consider, sir, just without repeating something you've already told us. Is there anything else?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And you know, and when I was out there on the street, my original release date was April 1st, and you know, I'm just trying to go home and, you know, have my little daughter's birthday coming up in May 22nd. You know, I'm just trying to be out for that. You know, so I can, you know, scrounge up a little bit of money for her so she can have a good little birthday. You know, I always miss her birthdays and stuff. And, you know, I'm just, you know, seeing if y'all could just be leaning on, you know, on me.
Okay, sir. Mr. Johnson, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Johnson was out, unfortunately couldn't, as happens sometimes, couldn't afford to pay his rent at TLC. So he went to a friend's and then Pinal County. Ended up getting picked up at work in Pinal County. There's indication that his parole officer was looking for him and trying to get in touch with him and not able to find him. He has another past instance where he absconded and left the state of Arizona. He this time absconded for 31 days without contacting his parole officer. So I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I'm listening to any thoughts, any additional thoughts. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2019W0302, a conversation with Mr. Johnson, information from Mr. Turner of the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Johnson was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company. So specifically by absconding for 31 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agree, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Johnson, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing a release date for you of May 3rd, so you will be out in time for your daughter's birthday. So, you know, provided everything, you know, just mind your P's and Q's while you're in there. Make sure you're, you know, everything's going well. We sure hope we don't see you back here in orange, so not that we don't like you, but, you know, orange is really not anybody's good color, you know. It still doesn't look good on anybody, so we'll see you next time. We'll be out at the park or somewhere like that, sir. So you have a good rest of your day and enjoy your daughter's birthday, okay, sir?
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Just lay the phone down, if you would, and let the officer know that you're done.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.